Hey, look, I know this is bad, but we're almost at your place now, alright? Oh, I'm starting to get cold and my feet are literally squelching under my socks and my shoes. This is horrific. You better have some clothes that I can get changed into. Look, I'm sorry about the detour, but we saw the frog spawn in the pond, so who's the real losers? Not us, because we're cool and we got to see little baby froggies. Well, yeah, frog spawn is the official word, but they're getting a little tails now. We should bring bread and sit a slice on top of the water so they can nibble on it if they want to. Ooh, or maybe those fish flakes that you can get. I'm sure they would eat that up real quick too. We're frog parents now. Then, when they're all hopping around, I can take lots of photos of them. It would be such a good memory to share between us. Now, are we almost there? I thought you said your apartment is close to the 7-Eleven, or are you telling me fibbers? I knew I should have brought my umbrella today, but I wasn't thinking straight. I would have had you over at mine, but it is a bit of a mess. More than usual, anyway. Plus, you've been moved out for like 6 months now and still not invited me over. So rude. Huh? Are we here? I can hear you touching your keys. I should be a detective. Hey, you go for a shower first, okay? I think it's far too cold just to swap into dry clothes. Plus, I'm soaked through my shirt. Huh? The hot water only lasts 10 minutes? But I need to wash my hair in, like, pits and well, yeah, you get the idea. That's a bit of a problem. Give me a moment to think. I can at least take my shoes off. You should too. Are there towels in the bathroom? Take me to it. Well, the good news is we can both fit, so just don't look, okay? What do you mean? Yes, we're going to shower together unless you don't want to. Then what? You get cold water to spray all over you? You'll end up freezing over. It's not like we have any other option. Just, well, promise not to look at each other, okay? I mean, they do like onsens all the time in Japan, where you just chill commando and no one bats an eyelid. What's that between two goofy adults? Well, better take these off. You just turn it on when you're ready to go in. You stand in there first, though. I don't want to go in first because, yeah. Go, 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 go. I'm cold. I want to feel the warm water too. Is this where I cry because you don't have body wash? Oh, you do? Men's body wash. Why did I expect anything different? Axe. Could not get any more gamer boy than this. Maybe I will buy you an early Christmas present. I can ruin it now. It's a coconut body wash. Yeah, I'm getting you that. Do you have a loofah I can use? That's better. The bubbles are the best part. I don't mean to be weird, but can you do my back once I've finished? Jesus, don't give me that face. I have bubbles all over me. It's not like you can see anything. Just a yes or no will suffice. I'd appreciate it though. My right shoulder doesn't have much mobility after my injuries a few years back. I can go forwards, but not so much behind my back. Not that I'm gonna let it get me down. Anyway, I'll turn around. You can lift my hair out of the way. I promise it's not gonna bite. Jesus, why does this feel so weird? I thought this was gonna be like super like tonic, but my heart's ready to beat out of my chest. Have I had feelings for him this entire time and only noticed now? I mean, we're as butt naked as you can get and as close as you could physically be with someone with without going further. It feels really nice though, having someone else care for me like this. Am I craving intimacy with him? Is that weird of me to enjoy this to the degree that I am? If I don't let on, then it wouldn't be alright to secretly be content with this. If we ever get caught in the rain again in the future, we're going back to his apartment, not mine. You turn around now. I'll do it to you. Don't make a fuss. It's only fair, and we don't have all the hot water in the world, so let's not waste it. Yeah, I thought not. I'm pleasantly surprised with how clean your apartment is. You must have to make some time to maintain this place. Or is that why I haven't been over since the move? Because you were packing away boxes and stuff. Lift your arms for me? Yeah, I can do your arms and pits as well. Or you're gonna be stinky and I don't want you around me if that's the case. Am I going too far? I don't want this moment to end, so I thought I would wash him elsewhere. He isn't on for me, right? I shouldn't stare so much at him, but I can't help it. Not like he has eyes behind his head anyway. See? It's kind of relaxing, isn't it? The hot water feels really nice. I was starting to shiver when we were running in the rain, but it feels better now. Is it alright with you that after this I borrow some of your clothes? I mean, you are bigger than me, so it's gonna be quite cozy. Do you have a hoodie and a pair of boxer briefs I can have? Maybe we can just get comfy on the couch and covers and play videos until we fall asleep. Wouldn't be the first time we've done that, and it wouldn't be our last. Okay, I think that's enough scrubbing for you. You can finish yourself off since it's just your floor. Can I use your shampoo? 2-in-1? Yeah, I'm getting you a gift because you're worth a lot more than some cheapy shampoo. I'm not knocking it, but like I said before, coconut makes anything or anyone smell amazing. Gonna have to start treating yourself like the prince you really are. Oh, Romeo. Oh, Romeo. There's hardly any liquid left in the bottle for you to use. Get your hair wet. I'm gonna have to put the lather on top of your head. I'll scrub it in though. It's like being at the hairdresser's. Instead, you're getting the worst service in town. My nails aren't long like theirs though. I feel like you get a weird tingly effect when they mess around with your scalp. Next time you get your hair cut, ask them to wash it, even if it's short. It's a nice little sensation, and worth a few extra bucks they charge you for it. If you're worried about them judging you or whatever, no, that's not how it works. I promise you, no one cares in life. If you're worried about being judged for that, the biggest advice I can give you is, really, no one cares. Except me right now, who massively cares. I'm reaching up and looking him in the eyes as I wash his hair. We've done well not to touch, but I think I'm gonna have to lean on him if I want to do it all. Or I could ask him to turn around. Maybe I'll be dishonest. Just this once. There's no harm to try it, right? Hey, I can't quite reach the back of your head. Can I lean up against you? Yeah, okay. Here. It's just because you're a lot taller than me. My hands can't reach everything, you know? My body is pressed up against his. I hope he can't feel my heartbeat, or this is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened in my existence. I'm struggling to look him in the eyes properly. Should I say something? I don't even know anymore. I can't think straight. All I know is that I want to be with him. Why didn't I realize my feelings for him until now? How is that? You should rinse it off before the water runs. Did I say you could stop?